Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes you feel like you can hear the rustle of his garments around us, don't you? Feel that sense that the Lord is in the smell, the fragrance. I smell the odors of thy name, and all wrapped up in love I am. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for coming to us, Lord, and thank you for speaking to us, Lord, in so many ways. And thank you, Lord, for your precious words, Lord, as we look at them now, Lord. Thank you. Please open our hearts and our ears again to hear your voice, your still small voice, Lord. Amen. Yeah. It's wonderful how this is just the starter, okay? This is your starter for 10, all right. The main course is coming with Larry in just a little while. I'll share a few thoughts that the Lord has given me this morning just briefly, and then we'll break bread together, and then Larry's going to come and share the word with us again. Break the bread of life to us through the word of God. It's wonderful how God can speak, isn't it? You know, he can speak any way, anytime, anyhow. And last week I was kind of, you know, not feeling kind of great and at one point, and I was out in our patch of a garden, pocket handkerchief of a garden, and two Canada geese flew overhead, right overhead, calling to each other. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Lord, you're amazing what you can do. And they were flying quite low as well, you know, Canada geese flying over your house. That's quite something, isn't it? And then, of course, the universe didn't begin with a big bang. It began with a big word.
Yes.
A big word from a big God. Hallelujah. And then the next day, we were at a certain place doing something in a different town, not too far away from where we live, and wondering what on earth we're doing. But anyway, as I unpacked the car in the car park, two Canada geese flew over, right over my head, calling to one another. So I said, hi again, guys. Yeah. His creation is magnificent. It's all around us. So I just want to share a few thoughts from the first epistle of John, very briefly, this morning, and about walking in the light, pleasing God by walking in the light. And we're just going to look into those first few verses of John chapter, first epistle of John chapter 1. And here we read what John is writing: that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have hugged, concerning the word of life. Sorry, I changed the translation there. They put their hands around the risen Lord and they hugged him. Hallelujah. He had a body. He was risen from the dead with a body, and they knew it was Jesus. And the marks of love were in his hands and in his feet and in his side and on his brow. But he was the same Jesus, hallelujah, who they'd seen horribly put to death 3 days before. And a lot can happen in 3 days. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness. The life was manifested. What life? Eternal. The word of life, God's life, eternal life, everlasting life, life that will never die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is the life that Jesus puts into you and me by his Spirit. Glory to his wonderful name. That eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us by his glorious appearing on earth as a baby in Bethlehem. And he came and lived amongst us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. Blessed man. Thank you, John, for writing this. Yeah. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, the most blessed fellowship of all, having Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives. And that's what Jesus promised. He said, if any man or woman love me, the Father and I will come to them, and we will make our home with them. Isn't that beautiful? Jesus comes to make himself at home in our life. Yeah. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. Let these things speak into our hearts this morning. The joy of Jesus, the joy that he wanted his disciples to know. Ask and receive that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from him. Okay, so this is the essential core of what the disciples saw when they saw Jesus, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, two things happen. One, we have fellowship one with another. As we heard from that beautiful Psalm 133 that Penny read earlier, how blessed it is when brethren dwell together in unity. When we're before the Lord together of one heart, one mind, one spirit, how blessed that is. Most blessed place on earth, when there were in a fractured world where everybody is at countries that are at odds together, peoples are at odds together. God in the midst makes our hearts one with one another. It's amazing to think that this morning there have been millions of people all over the world doing exactly what we've been doing. And they've already finished, yeah, over in the Far East, they've Australia, even further. They've already finished, hallelujah. And here we are singing our hallelujahs to Jesus all over the world, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The name of the Lord shall be great, hallelujah. And the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. There's no limit to what to where God's praise is being sung today. Over 3 billion people on earth worship Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. How amazing is that? And that's the first thing. We have fellowship with one another when we come before Jesus. And the second thing is even more amazing. The blood of Jesus Christ keeps on cleansing us from all sin. Yes. Hallelujah. If we walk in the light, beloved, the blood of Jesus operates in us effectively because his blood knew no corruption. His body knew no corruption. He was dead 3 days, but his body didn't rot. His body didn't go corrupt. His blood didn't congeal because he'd offered his blood on the cross to God and God had received that blood in heaven. Hallelujah. And the blood speaks. I don't know how it works. I have no idea in my mind, but I know in my heart that it's true. That the blood of Jesus Christ, as I walk in the light, as he is in the light, I receive that cleansing from him. And that's amazing. And it happens. John says, this is what happens when we see Jesus. When our hands reach out and touch him and we handle the word of life. And we open our hearts to receive him, his spirit, his word, to work in us. Hallelujah. Just want to go briefly back to Ephesians chapter 5, and we find the same injunction from John, from Paul this time, but the same word coming to us. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8, he says this. He's been talking about the way that the world is unclean, filthy, obscene, full of bad language, full of greed. And he says, no one who gives their life to practice those kinds of things will inherit in the kingdom of God. A serious message, isn't it? It's a serious message. There's a dividing line. Sin is a serious problem. And so God had a serious answer. And the answer was the death of his son on the cross. The only way to redeem us. No other way, no other name, but the name of Jesus. So Savior. Commander, Lord. And then in verse 8, Paul says, for you were once darkness. Notice there's a little preposition missing there. In, yeah. He doesn't say you were in darkness. He says you were darkness. Darkness was in the warp and woof of our lives. Sadly, I remember being in church for 10 years and I was in darkness. I was darkness. Darkness was a part of me. It was somehow embodied in me. And it was only when Jesus came into my life as my savior from sin that darkness disappeared. Hallelujah. That because the light dispels the darkness. And someone has written about the expulsive power of a new affection. So what is walking in the light? It's walking with Jesus. is walking with a person who is light. He's all light. He's all light and he's all life. Glory to his wonderful name. The light who is the life of men has appeared on earth. His life was the light, John wrote in his gospel. All things were created through him, by him, for him. And he came and appeared in his own creation. And his life was the light of men and women who saw him. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I've come as a light into the world. No follower of mine shall walk in darkness. Hallelujah. We shall no longer be darkness once we have Jesus in us. Hallelujah. We walk in the light by having Jesus in our lives and letting him lead us and guide us and be our Lord, be our master, be our commander, be surrendered to him, be in the dust before his feet, day by day in our spirits. We can't all do it in our bodies. I know some of us have wonky knees and wobbly knees, but we're in our spirits. We can just be in the dust before his feet and worship him and kiss those blessed feet as those ladies did who anointed him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's walking in the light, is walking in fellowship with Jesus. And the light of Jesus has an expulsive power over every part. In the Gospel of Luke, it says this: if our eye is single, if we have our eye fixed on Jesus, having no part dark. In other words, as we fix our eyes on Jesus, his light expels everything. It searches everything too. You know, there are those moments, aren't there, in our lives that come and suddenly God has put his finger on something in our life and he said, I want you to stop doing that. Or he says, I want you to start doing that. Or he says, oh, look, this is out of balance in your life. Look, just think about what you're doing. Just think about where you're going. And the Holy Spirit, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The Holy Spirit speaks into our spirit and he searches us. And he shines a light where maybe into some dark corner where we've never let him in before. And he says, okay, just let me have that. Just let me have that. I'm the master of the house now. Just let me have that corner. And he'll let me take it away. Let my light fill that place where there wasn't light before. And this is the loveliness of our Jesus. And as we yield our lives to him, so we learn to walk in the light with him day by day. And as we walk in the light, we learn what is pleasing to him. Walk as children of light here in Ephesians 5:8. For the fruit of the Spirit, verse 9, is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. This is light coming into our lives when we begin to love goodness and we do works of righteousness and speak truth instead of anything half truth or nothing but the truth. finding out what is acceptable or pleasing to the Lord. This is our learning curve, and it's a lifelong thing, isn't it? We start on day one. Jesus comes into our life and we have a new beginning. And it's wonderful. The light has come. And that darkness that belonged to the devil, belonged to sin, it's gone. Hallelujah. But there are still things we have to learn. Paul said to one group of believers, you did not so learn Christ, when he was having to reprove them for some things that in their lives that he knew were wrong. He said, you did not so learn Christ. So we are learning Christ as we walk in the light with him. As we walk in the Holy Spirit with him, we're learning Christ. And Christ is being formed in us day by day. This is an amazing thing, isn't it? It's an amazing thing. My little children over whom I'm in travail until Christ is formed in you, Paul said to the Galatians, because they'd gone off beam, they'd gone off track. Why? Because instead of coming to Jesus to fill them with the Holy Spirit day by day, they'd gone into legalism. And they thought, okay, if we do this ceremony, that ceremony, if we do all the right things, read our Bibles, pray, etc., we'll be okay. And all the time, the Holy Spirit was waiting to come again and fill them again and lead them again and take them to places where they'd never been before. And because as Larry said yesterday, there's always more in Jesus. then there is more land to be possessed. And Malx has said that many times. There's more land to be possessed. There's more in Jesus than we've ever seen before. Hallelujah. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord.